ER Room. Now, here's your host, Edward Reyes.
Welcome to the ER Room. I have Leah here. We're going to go over some more topics today. So kick it off. What do we have today?
Yes, so lots of fun. So we are going to talk about some of the common causes of accidents and some prevention as well. Teaching you guys how to stay safe on these roads, especially these Tampa streets.
Tampa streets.
Oh my goodness.
For real.
With all the snowbirds.
Yeah. We don't play in Tampa.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Florida's known for high rates, and there's a reason for that. You know, we got people, and I'm blaming the New Yorkers up there, blaming you guys, the Northerns, because not that you guys drive bad in New York, but over here, it's a different story. Nah, we also blame our Florida. There's a reason why they call Florida man for a reason.
Yes. You know,
we have our own problems.
We do.
Tell me, what type of cases do you see that you see often that are coming in? Typical ones like highways, different cars, what have you seen so far?
So a lot of distracted driving, just people not paying attention. And as we just talked about, these streets are a lot more crowded than they might have been in the past few years. So really just taking the extra time to look left, then right, then left again.
Back to
the beginning of driver's ed and paying more attention to your fellow drivers on the street, because, you know, we're all in a hurry. We're trying to get to work, pick up our kids and do everything like that. But we still have to, like I said, go back to the basics and pay more attention when driving.
No, I agree. I mean, so we see a lot of, it's unfortunate, we have some wrongful death cases and really catastrophic accident cases, a lot of them from motorcycle. And so the thing is that whenever a motorcycle is driving, we're so caught up in life, like you said, like taking the kids to school, going to work, you know, thinking about what we're going to cook for dinner that day, whatever the case is, that we actually look around. Our vision goes around the motorcyclists a lot of times, and people don't see the motorcyclists as they're coming through. And that's one of the leading reasons why we hit motorcycles. In fact, the majority of accidents with motorcyclists is making a left-hand turn is cutting off a motorcycle in the front. That's the biggest cause of motorcycle accidents that we've seen everywhere, honestly.
Wow.
And then of course we have semi-truck accidents, tractor-trailer accidents.
Mm-hmm. Bicycles, because the terrain is so nice here. People are always riding bikes.
The thing is that the people that are riding bikes are also using their cell phones. Mm-hmm. And the car drivers are also using their cell phones. And everybody's on social media, hopefully not watching our videos on social media as they're driving. Watch it later on. I don't know when you're going to watch it later on, but
in your bed
later on in a safe environment. People are crossing and paying attention. And on the topic of trucking accidents, for example, because we had some of those, they have to be handled different than car accidents, because not only are we looking for the truck driver, we're looking for the truck owner, we're looking for the trailer who owns the trailer, we're looking on the broker that gave that person the job that sped them up, that they had to go to somewhere else. And I'm not knocking truck drivers, because my dad was one for like 35 years because a truck driver, it's a hard job.
Oh yeah,
it's a hard job. Go without sleep. Now they have sleep logs, but some people still fudge those numbers. Some are electronic, but some are not. And, you know, people are driving for long periods of time and they get tired, right?
Right.
And those accidents are really bad. And, of course, the major bell curve would be the regular car accidents. People merging into lanes, people rear-ended people. When it's stop-and-go traffic, it's more lower-impact accidents, of course.
Right.
But whenever there's not that many cars on the road, that's when you start getting into big, major fatality accidents, because people are driving really fast.
Right.
Because there's not that much cars on the road. During COVID, there's actually more fatality accidents, major, major accidents than not. Wow. The reason why, because the roads were more open, so people had more freedom to drive at a faster rate of speed. Mm-hmm. So therefore, of course, when you hit somebody, it's going to be worse. Instead of being bumper-bumper traffic, you still can get in a car accident because you're not paying attention. You look, oh my God, I hit somebody, right? And talking about weather conditions, because in Florida, it does rain. You know, we do have really beautiful weather, but, you know, we have our rain from time to time.
Oh, yes.
The thing is that when it's raining really hard, accidents are not that bad. When it's raining halfway that you can still see, that's when the accidents are actually worse, because people have the confidence that they can keep driving, but yet the roads are so slippery. So people hydroplane. Crazy.
Yeah,
Florida.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Florida life.
Yes.
What would you say, like, in your, like, you said you have kids as well?
Yes, I do.
You know, whenever you have kids in the car, I mean, how old are your kids again?
Two-year-olds.
Okay. We used to call those Hispanic twins, you know, two-year-olds.
Yeah.
Your kids are in a car seat, right? And as a mother, what's the most important thing for you?
Making sure they're safe.
Making sure they're safe.
Yeah. And not only just my driving, but, you know, I have to worry about everyone else's driving. Back to what we talked about in the beginning, I'm definitely practicing some of those basic skills that I learned when I was 16 and started driving, to just, you know, try to avoid dangerous drivers as much as possible. Obviously, that's kind of difficult to, you know, control everything around me. But for the most part, I'm double checking before I move move over. I have my blinker on.
Yeah.
Everything like that.
And it also makes driving more stressful sometimes because not only do you got to think about how you drive, you got to think about how the other person's driving because, you know, with your two-year-old, that's the most important thing in your world, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. So what would happen if something were to happen to you or to them?
Oh, it would be catastrophic.
It would be catastrophic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, imagine your life without that. And that's, unfortunately, people put people in needless danger all the time while they're driving because they're not paying attention. You know, I don't want to blame social media, but it is a huge, huge part because we now have to feel that we have to check our phone.
Right.
It's like a habit. We can't have dead time anymore.
No.
Before, you used to sit there and think, talk, and actually engage with people. Now, if we have a couple of seconds of dead time, we check our phones.
Yeah.
It's like a drug.
It is. It's very addicting.
But on the streets, especially on our Florida streets,
right,
it's not very conducive. That's something I would say if biggest thing is the social media. And listen, and I'm not going to say I'm perfect. I mean, by all means, it's really difficult to do that. But the outcome of us being so distracted can cause somebody to unfortunately lose their family, lose their kids. Right. When you're driving, you don't really think about the other person sometimes. But when it happens, that's when reality really hits, I feel.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What other tips that you would say that you feel or that you've seen? You live in St. Pete now and you commute to Tampa back and forth, but you were always in St. Pete, correct?
Yes, I was always in St. Pete.
Always in St. Pete, yep. Okay. How is the traffic from St. Pete compared to Tampa?
Oh, God. It's two different types of drama. St. Pete is like turned into a mini Miami.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's just construction. Yeah, and I guess same thing in Tampa, but I feel like it's worse with the construction because like not only are you dodging people, you're dodging like cones and and stuff like that. And in Tampa, I feel like it's more of just dodging like the actual congestion traffic.
True, true. We have a case that the lady, it was a motorcycle case as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in St. Pete, in Pinellas, they were actually dodging cones. And it was a motorcycle case. So what happens is that they put the cones on, they force the cars to go through this little area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great for cars because they have bigger tires. Motorcycle tires are smaller. So they forced the motorcycle to go to this little area and it got, the tire got stuck in the groove. The motorcycle flipped over, lost control, flipped over, and then another motorcycle ran over, unfortunately, the person. The sad thing is that our client was in a coma for long periods of time. It's a road defect case of the independent contractors, and we'll see how it turns out, but basically setting up the road that it doesn't take into account all drivers.
Right.
Only big cars, doesn't take into account motorcycle drivers. And like, to your point, there's so much construction going on that I understand construction is needed, which 100%, but you have to take account for all drivers. If you are pushing them off the road should be smooth and flat, not have these big grooves and holes in the road that could, for a driver that's not a regular car, could essentially flip over.
Right.
So yeah, so there you go. If you're thinking about moving to Florida,
we're full.
I'll say don't, but no, tourism is really good for us and we make a lot of money doing tourism, but as far as like sales and like the commerce, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of traffic. So think twice, insurance rates a little bit high. Maybe you want to stay in your cold weather. I don't know, but something. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to comment below.
You've been listening to the ER Room. To contact the firm, call 833-4-BAD-DAY. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at The Reyes Firm. Reach out to Edward on Instagram and Facebook at Edward Reyes and on YouTube at Attorney Edward Reyes. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll see you next time on the ER Room.